Welcome to a fresh episode of the Breakfast Pizza Podcast. Late, but it's here.
Late.
Joined with Lucas.
That's right.
Boy, we had all kinds of problems.
The computer, a lot of...
Didn't want to work.
Really didn't want to work. In fact, I've never seen something not work as much as that did.
Yeah, it didn't want to work. And then I tried to restart, and then...
It went from bad to worse somehow. Yeah,
it did not go well.
Yeah.
I mean, my computer was working less than football players at a Pro Bowl.
Yeah. That's exactly what was happening.
But anyways, let's not talk about the Pro Bowl. We have some catch up to do.
We do.
Because we missed last week, which was fine because literally nothing's happened since then.
Right.
But we need to recap the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we've had time to sit on it now, so these are more seasoned takes.
So we're going to go through this a little bit. The pregame lineup leading up to the Super Bowl stunk.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It was really plastic.
Hodgepodge.
Flashy and very theatrical for no reason.
Yeah, but like usually there's like a ton of stuff going on. They got like, it's like from like noon to midnight, there's stuff happening. Did they move the game up? Is it normally that early?
Yeah, it's 6:30, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. It felt weird.
Maybe it was because it was, you know, out there for them it was only, you know, 3:30. It was weird.
Everyone was talking about how much they loved it being in L.A. I don't think they really did.
I mean, what does it matter? Why?
Yeah, I don't...
L.A. is not... So here's a weird thing about it being in L.A. L.A. is a huge brand, like as the city. And in basketball, you've got the Lakers. Baseball, you've got the Dodgers. Like, big brand, but it's not a football town. It's not.
I mean, the Raiders and the Rams used to be there. It is kind of a football town. You got USC.
But it's not like...
They are trying very desperately to make it.
They are.
But like, there is... Like, it's different. Like, Dallas in Texas. Like, Houston, Dallas.
Right. Football town. Even Detroit.
Yeah.
Football, like they, because I think there's like this toughness and this grit about some of those places, at least maybe not so much all of them, but
right,
that like football is about that kind of stuff. And LA's not. And LA's about now, gelling now, your
we've
hair.
We've all heard the joke that Roger Goodell, so that no one ever has home field advantage at the Super Bowl, has decided all Super Bowls will be played in Dallas.
I had three people send me that, say it, send this to JR.
Yeah,
he'll love it.
I had multiple. I've had people stop me.
Yeah.
And like, hey. And I was like,
yeah.
He's like, hey, Roger Goodell, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. We were at basketball. And Carpenter's like, hey, I heard, dude, I've already heard.
Yeah.
Five times. I don't need to.
I had a handful of people at church right after whenever that meme was released.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
So many people.
All right. I'm done with that.
Hilarious.
Right. Let's go start of the game. So we've done the coin toss. We're ready to kick off. Both teams are on the field. Out comes The Rock.
Yeah.
Dumbest thing ever.
Why? For him to pull an eyebrow up and strike a pose.
He does a full thing. By the way, that dude is ridiculous.
He's impressive to look at. He is an impressive man
Someone
to look
tweeted
at.
Something. He has a 32-inch waist.
What the heck? I have a 32-inch waist.
Yeah, his guns are bigger than your waist.
His guns are bigger than my thigh. Holy smokes.
He made that microphone look like a Pez dispenser.
Yeah, he did.
It was... I mean, that part, like... And the two colors of red didn't match. Which I didn't notice until I saw on Twitter that someone pointed it out. Mm. And then I couldn't unsee it.
I haven't seen it. I'm not going to go looking for it now.
But... You know, that whole thing with the lead up and like the WWE intro.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess like I've never watched professional wrestling.
I can't stand it.
Because I think it's stupid.
Right.
So
it is.
There's a lot of professional athletes that love professional wrestling, which, by the way, I think I understand.
I don't.
Well, like their entire life is this ultra competitive. It's not like they can go enjoy watching their sport.
Maybe so. Maybe that's it.
Like that's
and
like
they just need something to like, okay.
I mean, that makes sense to me in that way.
Maybe.
Like, I guess I was never that good at sports that I can enjoy fake sports.
Yep, me neither.
So.
Not at all.
I thought that was dumb.
I agree. I thought my take on it was way overdone. Just way overblown. No need for it. Garbage.
And it went on forever.
Yep. Right. It was too much.
Just like the kicker's on the field.
Yeah. Get off. We want to watch the football game. It's I saw a clip of Bill Burr. I don't know if it was from this year or past years. I think he was on Fallon or Kimmel or some, and they asked him like Super Bowl plans. He goes, "No, no Super Bowl parties." Like, really? He goes, "No Super Bowl party. If you're a real football fan, you do not go to a party, because a Super Bowl party is a bunch of losers who shut up during the commercials and who talk during the game." And he's like, "The rage. I can't stand it. I want to watch the game." And all of the stuff around the Super Bowl, the Rock intro and things like that, I felt like that grumpy old man too. I was like, I want to see you kick the thing, right, and let's play.
Well, let's talk about the game itself.
All right. Here we go.
I thought that it was a very good game.
It was. It was competitive.
It was competitive. There were big plays.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow almost died. Aaron Donald tried to murder him.
Yeah.
His offensive line was trying to let him die. And the refs stunk. Now, here's the thing. It never comes down to one call.
Right.
There are so many things that happen in a game. Like, hey, Bengals, don't go 3-and-out 8 times.
Yeah.
Maybe make a first down. Maybe run the ball when the big defensive tackle's not on the field.
Yeah.
Like you were
picking up. They had a ton of success whenever he was not on the field, yeah, too.
And then he came on the field, like, oh, we should run.
Yeah. HB gut.
So that was not very smart. Joe Burrow missed the first fourth down.
Oh my gosh, I was screaming.
He was so wide open.
He was all by himself.
Yelling at the TV.
Me too. I wasn't even pulling for the Bengals. I was like, he forced that into Chase. He had.
They met on the first red zone drive for the Bengals. Jalen Ramsey had almost two fistfuls of undershirt.
Textbook holding, right?
Like the textbook. White shirt is pulled out.
The number one thing that everyone goes, oh, it's automatic flag if you do that.
Then throw it, which fine. Like, all right, we're going to let him play. Then Jalen Ramsey gets face mask going down the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
They score a touchdown. Everyone throws a fit about that. Well, you're even.
A 75-yard touchdown is not equivalent to
it. It was a touchdown. That was a touchdown. If he doesn't hold him, that was a touchdown.
I don't know that it affected him that much.
He tipped the ball. He pulled and tipped the ball. If he doesn't pull, he doesn't tip the ball, it's a touchdown. Guaranteed.
Maybe. The ball was thrown behind, and he wasn't really open.
And if he doesn't grab Jalen Ramsey's face mask, he might still score a touchdown. Jalen Ramsey was falling all over the place.
Oh, he might have. He might have. I thought Jalen Ramsey just fell at first. Well, I mean,
Jalen Ramsey was getting cooked.
No one wants to talk about it. I'm not a huge fan of Jalen. He was.
Yeah. Everyone's saying, oh, Jalen Ramsey doesn't get cooked like Trayvon Diggs. Well, you guys can eat it because he got burned a lot.
He did. He got absolutely roasted on a few of those plays.
Yeah. Tom Brady's last touchdown pass was Mike Evans just cooking him down the sideline. Yeah.
And Chase burnt Ramsey more times than Chase got the ball.
Did you see the picture from the end zone on that last play?
Yep. Ramsey is, again, on the ground.
He's better than Eli Apple, but that's not saying much. But then, when it came down to the end of the game, the third and goal that they called the pass interference on Logan Wilson.
Yeah.
Garbage call.
Horrible. I have never...
To make it even worse, on the same play, both offensive tackles were like 2 feet into their drop before the ball was snapped.
False start action.
They didn't call the false start, but they called that because it was a linebacker on a wide receiver. Automatically, this must be holding.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp didn't.
Because Logan Wilson, if the Bengals would have won, he should have been the MVP. Because he was amazing.
He played a really good game. He did.
Really?
Yeah. He really,
they weren't anywhere close to being in that game if he wasn't playing that well.
He made a lot of big tackles.
Lots.
Yeah.
A lot of plays.
Yeah.
And he was a big part of the reason the Rams couldn't run the ball.
Yo, they could not at all. Not at all.
The Bengals were also lucky that OBJ got hurt because...
That mattered a lot.
They were in trouble.
Yeah. He was... Yeah. He was dicing up
some apples out there.
He was.
My problem is, let's be consistent. If we're going to call soft.
Right.
If we're going to let him play the whole game.
Right. Whatever you do, just the players should know what to expect when the fourth quarter rolls in. They should. The most frustrating thing, I didn't play football, but in basketball, the most frustrating thing in the world is when the officials weren't consistent. Like, I just want to know what a foul is to you. Like, you okay with a little body? Cool. We'll play. Like, if you're going to blow the whistle if I get close, fine. Everybody do that. But please be consistent.
But it's usually the opposite basketball. Sorry, it's usually super soft to begin the game, and then when they get to the end, they swallow the whistle.
Yes.
Not calling
anything. That's usually how it goes, yeah.
Which is even more frustrating.
Yeah, you gotta, like, yeah, it works in reverse, but the lack of consistency is what's frustrating. It's just like, you don't know what to expect. When's the whistle going to be blown, when's it not?
And the only way to get rid of it is take the refs off the field, put them in the stands, and have them call it down. They can do their stupid augmented reality thing where they put the projections of things on the field to save money on building actual props. I hate that, by the way. I'm not a fan. Not a fan.
Yeah. It's cool sometimes and not others.
It's pretty bad.
I don't think I hate it as much as you do.
I don't know. The Panther was the cool thing.
That was cool.
Yeah, the Panther was really cool. Anything else about the game? I mean, Aaron Donald's amazing. Joe Burrow's still really good.
He's really good. He's
for real. Jamar Chase is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Joe Mixon, they should have used him more.
Yes.
They need to invest in that offensive line.
They absolutely do.
The best take that I've heard about anything was from Dan Orlovsky said, the Bengals are going to turn Joe Burrow into Andrew Luck if they don't get him some help. I'm like, all right, that was probably the best comparison I've heard come out of his mouth for a while. But he's also happy because Matthew Stafford won.
Maybe. I did. I was pulling for the Rams. Stafford and Kupp single-handedly won that game on the final drive.
That was unbelievable.
I mean, everyone knew where the ball was going every play, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone watching the game is like, oh, he's just going to throw it to Kupp every play. And he did. Every play. And it still worked. Super impressive.
They got that. Again, the bad calls at the wrong, like.
Yeah. I agree. Towards the end, the officiating was not good.
I also agree that that's not the reason they lost the game. But I can still complain about it because it's so horrible.
I agree.
It looked like it was being, oh, we're just not calling anything.
Right. They didn't throw a flag until.
I tweeted that. I was like, oh, we're just not calling any PI.
No, and they weren't.
And then, like, 20 seconds later, it's like, beep, 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 beep. That's what sounds flags make when I watch.
So, yeah, we'll see.
All right.
So, which do you think of the two teams has got a better chance of being back next year in the Super Bowl? Bengals. Do you think either one of them? Think Bengals?
They have so much cap space, they should be able to fix the offensive line. The pieces that they have to re-sign, they should be able to re-sign. And I think there's a chance they could go get Gronk, which changes a lot of their team.
Yeah.
Because being able to have him over the middle, you can't throw the safety over to Chase.
Right.
And that just makes that offense super explosive. So I think that, plus Gronk's also a pretty good blocking tight end.
Oh, he's really good.
People don't give him a lot of credit for it, but he's really good. I think the Rams are going to struggle because it always happens when you win, especially when you went all in, you're going to lose some pieces.
Yep.
And how do you get pieces? You don't have any draft picks.
Yep.
You don't have any cap space.
Yep.
Where are you going?
Yep.
Like, there's no way they can re-sign
the Rams. The Rams really, to me, I love Matthew Stafford. I want him to win some more. They really, to me, feel like they're going to L.A. Lakers this thing. They all in. They're old. They don't have picks. They don't have youth. Like, they're not built to be good 3 to 5 years from now.
Whitworth's retiring.
Right. For Whitworth is done. They're going to have to figure out if or how they can retain Von Miller.
Yeah.
They
OBJ.
Might.
OBJ.
OBJ. They've also – Aaron Donald, I guess he's coming back, but he's talked a lot about retirement.
If I was him, there's literally nothing else for him to do.
He's incredible. He's so
good. Unless he just wants to keep playing.
Right, right. So I think there's a pretty good chance Von Miller doesn't come back.
Yeah.
And Whitworth, like you said, Whitworth's for sure retiring. They still have no running game.
Well, we got to keep moving. All right. Halftime.
Yeah, it was really good. It was not as great as everybody thinks it was, in my opinion.
I think the context makes it better because it was in L.A. and you couldn't have had a better L.A. halftime show.
I agree. It was really fitting for the setting.
I also believe that they gave Dr. Dre the keys to the halftime show and said, you make it good. And he did.
Yeah.
I thought the setup on stage with the
It was really cool.
I thought that was awesome. $1.50 hanging from the rafters.
Yeah.
By the way, $1.50. 50 Cent still in pretty good shape for like 50 years.
He is. It was just immediately. Yeah. It's like, correct. Oh, that's, he's not quite shaped the same way he once was.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's take most 50 year olds and put them.
I'd like to look like that when I'm 50.
Yeah. You'd like to look like that now.
Yeah, you're right. I 100% would.
Kendrick Lamar could have done without. That wasn't for me.
It felt out of place.
It didn't, because it's still like within the Dre scope of artists. I think Dre's his producer, right?
Yeah, but it's just not like the old school type feel.
I understand,
like that.
But they added that in to bring in the young.
Maybe so.
To bridge that gap.
Maybe so. It just felt a little.
You're not the young anymore.
Out of place.
You're a past youth.
I'm past youth.
I thought it was awesome. Dre and Snoop were awesome. 50 was awesome.
Yeah, it was
Eminem
cool.
Eminem was,
you know what's
epic.
Dude, shocking?
Eminem is so good. They could have just had Eminem the whole time.
I agree. I would have probably enjoyed that. Well, maybe not.
Whenever
more,
he did Lose Yourself and Eminem was, or Dre was over at the board, like,
yeah
like, I rode this for a while. Like, it was awesome. All right, we got to keep moving though.
Yeah. The only other thing I had on that, it was shocking that was a more family friendly halftime show than half the ones we've seen over the last.
I still,
five
for whatever reason,
years.
no one shares the same expression that I do. Like, everyone was like, oh, the Prince one. I was like, the Prince one was kind of, I like Prince. I appreciate Prince. I don't need 15 minutes of Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want some more. Like, I thought the Lady Gaga one, I thought was pretty good. I didn't like the Katy Perry one. But yeah, the Bruno Mars one was awesome.
I liked it, too.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
It had a real Motown vibe to
mm-hmm.
it. I liked
I
it
agree.
A lot.
I agree.
Let's talk about the commercials.
All right.
I didn't watch very many of them because I have a kid. And like, I can't just sit there and watch TV for 6 hours.
Right. You got to do something sometime.
I did see the E-Trade baby came back. By far the best
That's
commercial.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
It's the only one I remember because it's the only one I cared about.
I honestly couldn't tell you any other
the Bic lighter with Snoop and...
Oh, yeah.
Martha Stewart.
Yep. Okay.
Where
I don't
like,
remember
oh,
anything
this
about
would be
it.
Great for my favorite activities. She goes barbecuing. Like, that one was really good.
But
other than that,
I was very underwhelmed.
Yeah.
It's just.
I can't believe they paid that much money for it.
Me neither. Because they didn't stick. Nothing stuck with me.
Yeah. Snacks. What kind of snacks do you have?
Man, we had really similar Super Bowl parties. Tacos and nachos. Real good all the way around. I love nachos so much. I really do.
Right.
They're just awesome. Jalapenos and chips and cheese. Golly.
Yeah, so we made some taco meat. We had some nachos, tacos.
Mm-hmm.
We also swung by South Texas Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Picked us up some pulled pork.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to make pulled pork, but we had some smoker mishaps. So picked up some pulled pork and some pork belly burn-ins.
Yeah. Golly.
My daughter ate almost half of the pork belly burn-ins.
Smart kid.
She loves those.
Those things are delicious.
I think that does it for our Super Bowl. That wraps up the NFL season, really.
Yeah, it does. Got a long layoff now.
There's some other things. So, you know, this is pretty much the end of our season.
Mm-hmm.
We'll transition to some other stuff. We got a couple other things to talk about today, but then we'll be doing every other week.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to do shorter episodes like the one we're doing today.
Yeah.
So we'll do
we're
a couple
trying.
Topics.
Less rambling.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the NBA. We're not going to talk much about this first thing, but we're going to discuss it because it happened.
Mm-hmm.
James Harden gets traded, and the 76ers get fleeced.
Anybody with James Harden's getting fleeced.
I'm not a fan.
I dislike James Harden so much.
I think
much.
He's a terrible teammate.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I just from the outlook, it looks horrible.
Well, he keeps forcing his way out of places. He just decides he doesn't want to be there anymore and leaves.
The Nets get Curry, Drummond, Ben Simmons, some other people. I don't know. There's other things. I don't really follow basketball enough to know. But I know Curry, his last name's Curry, and he can shoot.
Yeah, he's a solid player. He really is.
Drummond, good down low.
Yeah, and definitely fading, but still.
Ben Simmons is a good defensive presence.
If nothing else, yeah. If he wants to.
If getting out of Philadelphia fixed his brain,
yeah,
he can also shoot.
I don't know that we'll ever see that on the court.
Dude, Russell Westbrook missed an entire backboard.
He, you know, it's really sad to see Russell Westbrook doing what he's doing now. Him he was James one of my Harden, favorite players him and James to watch. Harden,
they deserve each other.
Oh, I like Westbrook way more than I like Harden.
So, also Kyrie, apparently New York is removing their vaccination mandate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I never took a side really on either way on any of that stuff because I think the people should be free to make whatever decision they want to make, and that's their decision.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if all like the really rude people that were yelling at everyone that they wanted to kill people because they didn't get the vaccine, if they're ever going to apologize for being
just
completely horrible.
Yeah, I doubt it. It'd be nice, but I doubt it.
Anyways.
They're not the apologizing kind, usually.
All right, so...
It's probably not nice to say.
The only thing worse than the NFL Pro Bowl, apparently, was the dunk contest for the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch any of it, and apparently I didn't miss anything. I did see that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was walking out in the middle of it, which, by the way, tells me everything I need to know about it.
Yeah,
it was good. They had the Celebrity All-Star game. I wish I could have watched that.
More entertaining than the actual All-Star game.
Miles Garrett was...
What in the world? He... Man, you know football players are big. But like whenever you watch a guy who's three times the size of everyone else on the court, out jumping, being quicker, faster, overall way more athletic than everyone else.
Yeah.
It's just unreal to see. I saw
the one Peloton instructor, Alex, won Celebrity Game MVP. I'm sure that he was still going strong at the end of the game. I've done a couple of his rides.
Yeah. Great cardio on that guy.
He don't mess around.
Yeah.
And he gets hyped. by the way, half the NBA players are probably doing his Peloton rides anyway. So it's probably kind of a fun.
It's probably cool.
Yeah.
They're probably buds.
Machine Gun Kelly was out there, which is weird. Yep. He's weird.
Yeah. He really is.
I mean,.
He plays basketball like a weird kid, too.
He looks like a person dumb enough to, like, make a diss track to Eminem.
Yeah.
Is he the only? No one else has ever done that, right?
Not that I know of.
Not successfully.
No, it ends very quickly.
All right, anyways. So the dunk contest stunk. Who won the three-point? Carl Anthony Towns won the three-point contest. So Steph Curry didn't participate.
I thought he did.
There's no way.
Maybe I'm wrong on that.
So the All-Star game.
I was shocked. I don't put too much stock in it. I thought he did, and I thought, so Steph Curry didn't care. I mean,
well, there's
no one thinks Carl Anthony Towns is the best shooter.
He doesn't have to care. That's the thing. He's just that much better.
I agree. He's far and away. So we'll call him Kennard, Levine, Young was who I was thinking of. No, Steph Curry did not participate.
Okay. Well, Trae Young, I can't stand to look at him. He looks like a wet rat.
He looks weird, man.
You know those little like Chinese crester dogs?
That's what
he looks like.
His hair is really throwing me off. The hair
freaks me out. It is. Anyways. Speaking of hair, can't the TCU game the other night, there was a guy from TCU that he had like four braids sticking up on his head.
Yeah, like four big.
But he had them pulled down and then his headband around them.
Yeah.
And the headband was upside down. I couldn't look at the TV when he was on it. I was like, why are you the way you are?
I don't claim to be any kind of like fashion expert, but there's no way that's a good look, right? Like that's not in, right?
I mean, it's different.
Yeah, that there's a lot of different things out there. It's not that hard to be different.
Anyways, the All-Star game, for the most part, no one really tries to play defense.
Unwatchable.
When they get to the end of the periods, they are playing because they want to win the periods, money for their charities. They actually do care a little bit.
They do, a little.
But they're not trying to hurt each other, which, by the way, completely fine.
I get it. It's just like the Pro Bowl. I get it.
The end of the fourth period when they was like, they actually said like, all right, here's the target score.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing hard at that point.
They played for a few minutes there.
At least Team LeBron did. Team LeBron is 5-0 in this format, which by the way, I like this format better than the East-West format. Personally, I think it's kind of cool.
I'm not sure.
The East-West format was garbage the last several years they did it.
It was.
It stunk.
Ideally, I would like that format better because there's this little bit of pride. You know, take a little pride in you being from the better conference and go out there and whoop the other guys, but no one cares anymore. Yeah. So it doesn't work.
But I thought it was still fun. The best part was when they brought out the 75 best NBA players of all time.
Yeah, NBA 75.
That was awesome. Like, it was awesome. There were some absolute legends.
Oh, 100%.
Like, it's unbelievable. Like, yeah, just to think about, like, these guys, like, what they've gone through and what they've accomplished, like.
Really, really, really cool.
Yeah, I mean, and then the whole Paul Pierce, Kevin Durant, Ray Allen moment.
Kevin Garnett. Yeah. I cannot stand
By Kevin Garnett. By the way, also LeBron sauced it up. Kevin Garnett's a real big weight beside them. And you know what? People can have their arguments about who the best of all time is. The fact that LeBron's done it this stinking long is so freaking impressive.
It is very impressive.
I mean, it's hard to do something that well for that long.
It is. I agree.
It's so impressive. And he's still doing it pretty well.
He's still really good. He is. He's still a superstar caliber player.
Yeah, he did not shoot very well at the beginning of the All-Star game. He did finish with a lucky.
Yeah, ugliest looking.
It went in, though.
There was no one on the planet that could have watched that shot and then thought, oh, yeah, that's going in when he let it go. It looked awful.
Yeah, it was bad. It did go in, though.
It did go in, but jeebony Christmas.
When you're good, you're good. But Steph Curry made almost every shot he decided to take.
15 threes. That's more than I saw a stat just today. That was more than every other player on his team and the other team combined. He made 15. Everyone, 14.
I mean, he's insanely good. He's the best basketball shooter ever.
By a lot.
It's not close.
Yeah, it's not.
And it's so effortless.
Much fun to watch.
He is so, so good.
He is the most fun guy to watch, at least for me. Ja Morant's getting close, though.
Oh, dude, I need – why is Ja Morant not the only thing in the dunk contest? Like, put Zach LaVine out there. The dunks in the All-Star game were better than the dunk contest.
They were.
I did see a thing. Have the NFL players do the dunk contest and the basketball players do the Pro Bowl game.
That's a good idea. I'd go for that. Yeah, I would too. Yeah, I'd go for it. I would go for more skills type stuff at NBA All-Star Weekend. Just get rid of the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Same thing we talked about with the Pro Bowl. Just stop the game.
We want the quarterback thing so bad. Yeah,
please do the quarterback
thing. Can we get the good quarterbacks there? If we have to do it after the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, it's like the stupid dunk contest. The dunk contest sucks because who the heck are these guys in the dunk contest? Put it back in Hawaii.
Get those QBs out there.
Yeah.
Let's see how far they can launch the football. Right.
Just open up the field and say, all right, there you go. Launch it. Hit the goalpost. See how close you can get.
Dude, that'd be so.
It would be awesome.
Instead of the kick-tack-toe with kickers, do it with quarterbacks from the 40-yard line.
Yeah, from like 30, 40 yards. Yeah.
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 I'm in.
I am too. That'd be a blast.
Let's go. I love it. They should hire us to make ideas.
We should be the guys that charge like Pro Bowl weekend.
Absolutely. I think that's it. This, like we said, this is going to be a shorter episode.
We're going to try to keep it down.
We're going to keep them shorter because we don't have a lot to talk about, so we're going to stretch everything out into more episodes. We don't know who at Wilson 27 is.
Yeah.
He came in second place, or she.
Yep, there we go. Rightful owner of a t-shirt.
Yeah, but if they don't claim it in the next couple of days, it's going to third place, which I think was Derek.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure he's going with Bengals colors because who day?
Rightfully so.
And that's going to do it for us today. Look forward to hopefully some mini series, maybe some little things not football related, maybe another snack.
Yeah, bracket. We got to do some more food stuff, dude.
Yeah.
I'm really hyped about it.
We literally talked about a snack bracket, snack foods for 40 minutes after the last episode we recorded.
Yeah, so if you guys have got ideas for that,
and if you guys think we talk a lot on here,
Yeah, we actually talk more before and after this.
That's why the podcast exists.
Because we were doing this anyway.
Yeah.
We're like, we might as well sit down and just record
the thing. Other people might want to listen.
Yeah. nothing changed. We were going to do this one way or the other.
I agree.
Might as well just sit down in front of a microphone.
Every time I go in a gas station, they have breakfast pizza out. I feel guilty if I don't buy the breakfast pizza. So like, I feel like I should. Like
I gotta build a brand.
I'm using its name.
Yeah.
So
show some respect.
So Schwan's lady was just here. We didn't get their breakfast pizzas either. So you know, yeah, you live and learn. All right. Well, everyone have a wonderful week.
That's right.
If you like this episode, please share it with your friends.
There you go.
Yeah. Maybe tag shorter. Go, hey, go listen to these dummies.
Yeah. We don't care. Call us whatever you want. Yeah. Nope.
Tell us what you think. And maybe you like the NBA All-Star game. I actually didn't mind it. It was better than the Pro Bowl game. And
it's
you can't
better.
Tell me.
No, it is.
It's exponentially better.
I'm not arguing with that. It is. But I still dislike the All-Star game. It only speaks to how awful the Pro Bowl game is.
Yeah.
Pro Bowl game's just, you can't watch it. I can't watch it.
I get it. I'll still watch it.
I can't.
They
played two-hand touch. They were walking.
I was wondering if they were going to bring Frank Caliendo out to talk like John Green. And by the way, that would have made it worth watching.
It would have. That would have been the highlight for sure.
Whenever he comes out with his Tony Romo impersonation, I'm going to be so pumped. But until then, we'll see you guys next time.
See ya.